Make you wanna.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. Dr. Craig, what are you guys doing in the short term as you prepare for this 100 days that are going to be so critical to not only what you do, but to the entire nation?
Well, we've been trying, coming out of the pandemic, to build up our volunteer grassroots muscle. We've had a phone canvas going the whole time, but now we're getting on the doors and trying to get our members out of doors and back into that habit across the state, because we have membership chapters across the state called organizing co-ops. We did play a role in nominating some exciting candidates that will help us turn out more voters. I'm sure this is a race you're aware of. Darren Madison in the state assembly, in a 10th assembly district, is the nominee, defeated the mayor of Glendale, a good union guy, Brian Kennedy. We're behind Darren. Darren is a very progressive, young, rising African-American politician. He's not elected yet. He's going to be now because it's a Democratic district. So now we'll work down ballot people like Darren Madison to keep working those doors and to turn out votes for the top of the ticket, right? Darren is not going to lose the general election, but he can play a huge role in talking to a lot of voters in the 10th Assembly District in Milwaukee and getting them out, because that district will vote overwhelmingly for Mandela Barnes and Tony Evers, but you have to get them all to vote, right, in a midterm election. So it is both our own volunteers, but also we tried in the primary very hard to elect candidates that would help drive turnout and run on good, bold agendas. Another example is we were behind Sarah Rodriguez, Lieutenant Governor, and she won. And she's a current member of the state assembly in the Milwaukee suburbs. She can provide to Governor Evers on health care what Mandela Barnes did on climate. That's her background. She's really strong on health care issues and the affordability of health care, dealing with the cost and coverage crisis facing all middle class and working class Wisconsinites. And so I think that can really help Governor Evers, and that will help a lot in this election because we may not think this election's about healthcare. A lot of the inflation issue is about healthcare inflation. That's one of the biggest costs, unaffordable costs, facing working families in the state of Wisconsin.
You know, Dr. Craig, one thing for sure, you guys know how to organize. And you talked about defeating Brian Kennedy. Brian Kennedy has great name recognition.
He's a good guy. Darren, right. Madison brings more to the table for us at this time in our history. But yeah, but Brian was a mayor. You're right, and well known.
You know,
is a mayor.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Craig. These issues that you watch what's happening in Mar-a-Lago, and you watch the attack and the assault on the FBI, and I was talking this earlier about the hypocrisy, and now Marjorie Taylor Greene says defund the FBI, and that's okay. But if somebody says something, defund the police, you know, it's treasonous. And yet people on the other side can say all manner of things, Dr. Craig, and somehow you can't tie them into the things they say. And because they don't want to be held accountable for the things that they say, but everything somebody else says, you got to be held accountable for all of those things. And I just don't know, Dr. Craig, our society will never get better as long as we keep having standards like that.
Right. They have created a completely separate worldview where, you know, night is day and day is night. That it's just it's another world. So, you know, Forrest Gump's mother in the movie, he reports, says, stupid is as stupid does. You got to start thinking here that fascist is as fascist does, I would say, to paraphrase Gump's mother. So, look, they've already sold the MAGA base, the QAnon folks, on this deep state conspiracy. So now, and with them as the victims and Trump as the victim, like they're the victims in our society, and it played right into that. And, you know, Merrick Garland is playing by the rules, the U.S. Attorney General. He's not going to make press statements. He's not going to say what he's doing in this investigation. So Trump is able to fine it for his own base, and it is ramping up turnout. You know, I heard Brandon Buck, the former communication director for Paul Ryan, so no friend of mine ideologically, but also not a Trumper, right? Paul Ryan was more in the Walker wing, right? Or maybe his own wing of the party. He said this guarantees much higher turnout because this has revved up the MAGA base. It guarantees that Trump will get into the presidential race early and makes it much more likely he'll be the nominee. And so we have to be aware of the fact that doing the right thing, investigating this president, also is going to have consequences in that they will use it effectively politically, and Fox News will gin that up, which means we have to up our game and work really hard to bring out our voters and to give them something to vote for, which is what we're working on and what Mandela Barnes brings to the table. So you have to do it, Earl, but you have to understand the consequences that they're able to actually gin up their base. It probably helped Tim Michaels in this primary that happened the day before. I was talking to experienced political operatives at Mandela's Victory Party where they were telling me Rebecca Clayfish is going to win. And I said, I don't know. I think the MAGA base is turning out for Tim Michaels and the FBI raid is going to gin that up even more. And look, Voss almost lost the powerful assembly speaker to a candidate no one had ever heard of until a couple of weeks ago. So that tells you how strong this current is. We need to defeat it. Now, you can only imagine, I mean, for the truth, let's mention the truth, man, you know, Earl, that is a careful man like Merrick Garland, the attorney general. What kind of evidence and threat they have to have been presented with in order to go forward with having an FBI raid of a former president's house, right, or mansion. Frankly, you can only imagine what it is there, what he has as far as top secret documents and what they're afraid he's going to do with them. What nuclear secrets is going to sell to Putin? That's a level of probably what it is.
Well, you know, Dr. Craig, whatever it is, we aren't going to know, right? This is
that's right.
And so that in itself is going to play into the hands of the Republican Party and people who say, well, you know, we're not going to know what those documents are. Those are classified documents. How do you defend that?
We have to proceed. I think that President Biden's choice of having a very non-political attorney general is looking smart right now in that he is investigating things, but we know only the MAGA base is really going to believe that he's being orchestrated by politics and by the White House. So we're just going to have to defeat them at the polls, Earl. We can't. The Trump children are saying that he likes to keep press clippings and things like that, and, you know, and some personal letters. You really think Merrick Garland and a federal judge are authorizing a raid of the Mar-a-Lago estate over some newspaper clippings?
But Dr.
You really
Craig,
think that?
It doesn't matter what we think about it because these other people on the other side do. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. Abalone, yes, sir.
Hi, Earl. I was wondering if your guest is familiar with Joe McCarthy and Roy Cohn's use of top secrecy. They used hearings to disclose top secrets. And when I heard you talking about whether or not the public will ever learn about these documents as secrets, there's a book written, I think it was written in 1962, called Days of Shame. It was written by Senator Potter from Michigan. And he discloses that in the middle of one of these hearings that Joe McCarthy was ranting, he outs an entire forward listening base. I think it was in New Hampshire. There were 20,000 employees on this base. And Joe McCarthy starts talking about whether or not there are communists on this base. Well, this was a top secret base, and he does it on live TV. And so the Senator Potter is actually wondering whether Joe McCarthy was a communist, because he was basically outing all sorts of top secrets in the middle of hearings. As he was grilling people, he was basically disclosing secrets. And we've seen this recently with Jim Jordan, I think it was Rand Paul. He was trying to get the defense secretary to talk about hypersonic weapons and how whether or not the United States has hypersonic weapons now. And it's this idea that these phonies, these lying phony Republicans, pretend to be conservatives. But they basically are outing top secrets in live television.
I'm sorry we ran out of time. Thank you, Dr. Craig. I wish we had